You know, today is such a special day, and the thing about Anointing Sunday is that it's been a special Sunday for me and Beck for the last 9 odd years. Being part of Elevation Gold Coast before this, like every year that Anointing Sunday, it's like we got to be there. You know, like what does God want to say to me? What's God going to set up for my year, for my new year? And I believe wholeheartedly when we actually have a time of prayer that God might speak a word. He might give you some insight into where you need to be. He might answer a question that you've been praying to be answered, maybe through this week of fasting. Maybe you've been really going, God, I need to know the answer. And today I believe that He can bring about clarity. But if you're wondering about the anointing and why we do the anointing oil, because the anointing oil, there's nothing special about the oil per se. A little thing of oil, it's not like some magic potion. We haven't got Beck out the back cooking up a magic potion. It's not. But it's a representation of the Holy Spirit. And if you're new to church, you don't know who the Holy Spirit is. In the New Testament, it's talked about as the helper. When Jesus left, He says, I'm going to go away and give you a helper. You need me to leave because this helper is going to be able to give you all the power and strength that rose me from the dead. And it'll be your guide, your counselor, your healer, the thing that you need in your everyday life, and it's available for free. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And maybe you've never ever had that Holy Spirit experience, but today I hope you do, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But you know, the anointing actually began in the Old Testament. And if you go and read about it, and like we've been challenging, who's been reading their Bible this year? I hope you have, because there's so much in the Word of God that we can learn from. And I've been reading this week about the anointing because it's such an interesting thing. The first time we hear about the anointing from Samuel is actually before the first king gets put aside in Israel. If you don't know the story, the Israelites never had a king. They had judges, they had high priests. But the people were like, give us a king, give us a king, give us a king. And it's interesting, God loves people so much, He gave them what they wanted. And He actually got the high priest Samuel to go and anoint this guy named Saul. And Saul became the very first king. But what's so interesting about this anointing, and I love it because in this moment of anointing, Saul responded to Samuel in a very interesting way when he realizes he's been picked to be the guy. In 1 Samuel 9:21, it says this, Saul responded, am I not a Benjaminite from the smallest of Israel's tribes? And isn't my clan the least important of all the clans of the Benjaminite tribe? Can you imagine that? Like you come from the littlest tribe, the most insignificant tribe, and you get taken aside and go, you're going to be king. This is what happens to Saul. And in his humility, God goes, I'm going to anoint you. And so what happens is Samuel anoints him with oil, and within a short period of time, he is king over all of Israel. It's a pretty powerful moment. But what's really fascinating is that humility and that understanding that he's nothing and God's everything dissipates in 5 chapters in the Bible. 5 chapters. In chapter 9, we hear Saul's heart. It's only after God. He gets anointed and the Holy Spirit rests upon him and he's given the power to lead a nation. 5 chapters later, one of the saddest things I think you can ever read in the Bible happens. The story goes, and you can go read this yourself. I think it's a really fascinating story. Is that God actually asks Saul to destroy another nation, another army of an evil nation. And he says, go and do this, destroy all their livestock as well. I need them gone. You need to go do that. Saul goes and does half the job. Gets rid of all the people, but keeps all the livestock because it's worth a lot of money. And as a king, you don't want to waste things, right? And he has a justification. He actually goes to Samuel. Samuel approaches him. And I want to pick up on this because Samuel sees that he's kept all the animals alive. And Samuel actually calls him out on his heart when he first got anointed. It's very interesting. He says this in verse 17 of chapter 15. He says, Samuel said, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the heads of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? It's so interesting that Saul responds with, but I did obey the Lord. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took the sheep and cattle from the plunder. The best of what was devoted to God in order to sacrifice them to the Lord, your God, at Gilgal. Can you see what's going on here? Somehow, Saul, in five chapters, in a period of being king, lost sight of what God had actually asked him to do and started going, I'm smarter than that. I'm smarter than God. I've got a better plan and I can back it up by just doing God's work, by making some sacrifices. Samuel replies, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Whoa. Someone said, yeah, that sucks. Too right. Then it says, then Saul said to Samuel, because he realized he'd been called out, I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. And this is... this is my prayer that none of us in 2022 will fall into. He goes, I was afraid of the men, and so I gave into them. Saul lost sight of God and focused on what people thought. I'll say that again. Saul lost sight of God and being obedient to God, cared more about the opinions of man. And in that moment of caring about the opinions of man, he lost the anointing. It was taken from him. You know, it's in the next chapter we actually hear about a new king that gets set apart, because Samuel, it actually says Samuel, this high priest, was saddened that he ever anointed Saul. Because, you know, Saul disobeyed God. It's interesting that the next king that gets appointed is actually in the same heart position as Saul was right from the beginning. He was humble, a young shepherd boy named David. What happens is Samuel goes and God says, hey, go to this guy. One of his sons is going to be the next king. This is paraphrased. And David's dad brings all of his brothers except him to the meeting. And Samuel comes in and looks at the big strong men and goes, that could be the next king. And God says, no, 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 no. And then literally Samuel says to David's dad, you got another son? He goes, yeah, he's just looking after the sheep. And he goes, go get him. And as soon as he comes in, Samuel goes, that's him. It's not what people see, it's what God sees. It's the heart. I actually feel it's just like you, mate. You know? And it says this, then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Who wants the Spirit of the Lord to be powerful on you? Who would love that? You walk in every day of your moment in 2022 and you just have the Spirit of the Lord upon you. You walk into a meeting that everyone says, this ain't going to work. You walk in and they go, yeah, okay. Whatever you need. I don't know why, but that's what the Spirit of the Lord does. There's a couple of things I want to talk about when it comes to the anointing today, because can I be honest with you? I've gone into anointing Sundays with an expectation about what do I get? God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. It's almost like, you know, I just want the blessing. I want the blessing. Give me the blessing, God. And that's fine. You know, I've been on missions trips in some of the most interesting parts of the world, and you can knock on doors of people that don't even believe in Jesus. Go, can I pray a blessing over your family? People are like, I will take your blessing. And as you're praying a blessing over the family, as they're standing there, there's a little Buddha, there's a little statue, there's a little this, there's all these other gods, because they want blessings from everywhere. Everyone wants a blessing, right? But when it comes to the anointing, it's actually not about that. If you want God to give you a word, because some of you might even receive a word today from our prayer team. And I've seen this over the years, and I want to bring this out from these little passages I've read, is because what happens is God gives a word and he says, and like the prayer team will hear from God and they might actually know something, go, hey, this is for you this year, right? And you're like, that's awesome. But if you leave this place and don't actually choose to follow Jesus and it doesn't come about, you go, well, God didn't do it. No, 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 no. The anointing is fulfilled through obedience. Following Jesus. This is not some like, you know, like, oh yeah, God's just going to do it. It's some kind of magic trick. God sees my future. I'm just going to keep going. No, no, no. God needs your obedience. You need to follow him in 2022. The Anointing Sunday, Anointing Sunday is actually about you saying, I'm getting right with God. I'm going to follow you with everything I am. I'm going to set a standard for my family. And we're going to choose to follow God. And we're not going to care about the opinions of man. We're just going to be obedient to God this year. And God will bring about what he says. The Holy Spirit is a free gift that was given to us after Jesus died on the cross. If you're new here and you don't understand this, God loves you so much that he died on a cross for you. Why? Because you're broken and messed up just as much as me. We all need Jesus. And the most incredible thing is that Jesus rose from the dead. He overcame death to give you eternal life if you want it. But not only eternal life after you die, but to give you the life that you're intended to have right now when you follow him. And it was the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that rose him from the dead. And you get to access that same power if you want it. And that's what we're anointing you in today. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? We need the truth. You know, in John 1 John 20, 20 to 26, the writer writes to the early church who know about God, but there's a bunch of deception going on in the teaching. And how do they know which way to go? But the writer gives confidence to those that are following Jesus by saying this, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. It's pointing out those that are anointed know the truth. Wow. Think about that. You can have the truth in your spirit every day of the week. And he goes on, he says, I don't write to you because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. And he says, who is the liar? The liar is anyone who denies that Jesus is Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Don't lose hope. Don't lose sight of Jesus. Let it remain in you. Let the truth remain in you. Let the Holy Spirit remain in you. May the anointing never leave you. He says this, I'm writing these things to you because people are trying to lead you astray. My gosh, the last 24 months. A lot of people trying to be led astray to all sorts of ideas and thoughts and the confusion. What we need today is clarity and truth, yes? And what the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God does is gives you that. Man, if I'm getting prayer today, I'm going, God, give me clarity. Show me which way to go. Anoint me in a way that I can walk in truth every day. That's what I'd be asking for. It's what I'm asking for. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as the anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it was taught to you, remain in him. What a beautiful thought. If you have the anointing of God, and for some reason you were isolated and you couldn't even get to church, the Holy Spirit can still speak. What a powerful thing. That's the power of the anointing. The anointing will give you everything that you need for 2022. But once you receive the anointing, Our response is, I'm going to pursue Jesus with everything that I've got. I'm not going to turn left nor right. I'm not going to care about the opinions or what man thinks. I'm going to focus on Jesus. And as I focus on Jesus, He is going to bring to pass all those spoken words that are given. And that's what I'm believing for today. So in a moment, we're going to have the band up again. We're going to have the prayer team come. If you've got kids up in kids' church and you want to go get your kids and come and pray, get prayer as a family, please come and do that. The band's going to play, and as we worship, we're going to have prayer teams. But as we worship, please just take the time and go, God, what is it you need from me? And before we get into this, I'm going to do what I did in the 8 because I believe this is really important. So I want everyone to bow their heads and just close their eyes for a moment. Before we anoint you, the most important thing, if you're new here, man, you got to hear this. The most important thing for you to have the Holy Spirit, first and foremost, you need to be right with God. I want you to think about where you're at with Jesus right now. Are you right with God? Or do you need a fresh start? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Do you need to repent again? Do you need to actually say, you know where your life's at. And if you're in a place where you need to actually say, God, I need a fresh start. I'm sorry for the past. I'm sorry for yesterday. I'm sorry for this morning, the way I behaved. I'm sorry. That real heart of repentance. God, I don't want that in my life. I want what you have. I want the anointing. I want to go in the right direction. I want to follow you all the days of my life. God, I want the blessings that you promise. If that's what you want, you need to get right with God right now. I want to pray for you. So with your eyes shut, if you need to just, before we do this anointing, you need to get right with God. It's all about Jesus. Just raise your hand across the room so I know I can just pray. Yep, yep. All across the room, really high. Just go, God, it's between you and me. I'm going to get right this morning across, right at the back there, right in the middle. Mate, I see your hand in the middle there. See your middle. If you've never even received Christ, yes, I see your hand down here, young lady. I'm telling you now, getting right with Jesus is the number one thing you need to do. Why? Because He gives eternal life. And a life worth living. And He forgives those that say, God, I need you. He will meet you where you're at. Father, for those that have repented in their heart right now, they know, God, that they need you. Father, meet them where they're at. Give them a fresh start. Forgive them of their sins. Wash them clean. Saw a massive wave just crash over. You see that? You felt it. There was a massive wave just crashing over, just cleaning out and bringing a fresh restoration right here for those that are just receiving forgiveness again. Wash us clean again, Jesus. Father, anoint us again. Give us the power to take on this year with your Holy Spirit, working with us, in us, each and every day. Father, speak to us today. Give us clarity to follow you. Now, God might be speaking to you today. I said it in the last service too. This year, I just feel wholeheartedly in our church, we're going to be a church of hospitality and open homes. Places, there's going to be homes of healing and homes of community and homes where people just feel loved and meet Jesus and have conversation and grow and are discipled. And maybe God is calling you to open your home in a life group. Maybe that's been on your heart. And I just want to challenge you. Maybe that's what the obedience He's calling you to is saying yes. If that's you, come and see us after this service because, even this evening, this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a meeting here and you can come to that, but come and say, yes, God's been stirring me to reach my community and open my home. Maybe that's what the obedience is. Pray about it. Maybe God's calling you to ministry, to use your giftings. Pray about it. Ask Him to speak today. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, I pray a blessing over each and every person in this room. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We believe this message will inspire you into greater intimacy with Jesus, relationship with others, and influence in your world. If you would like to know more about us, you can visit us online at www.elevationchurch.com.au or alternatively, pop into our Redlands location.